Hearts cry a tear for the sun I can't reach. The soft weasel of the air, the leaf that I inspire to pretend to be. The ground overflow reminds of a home.
That fell to the deep, the muse is lying cursed.
The cold on her hands, the dust on her wings, a widow and old and light, a victim of God's desires. The child that Ella had brought, ray of hope to the world.
Buried in life between walls I can see.
Thank you. expression. The factions in her face showed indifference and hate. She had started to enjoy the company of her lord.
Far from the truth. as the story comes to the end, we find that the young and innocent Kore had started to have doubts in her mind. The truth was well beyond comprehension, but she knew she would starve to death in a world that somehow had begun to build a feeling inside her. She was no longer a stranger in the underworld and was ready to make the final step. Although she knew her mother was in pain, the influence of the Darklands had started to make her forget. By the ninth day, she crossed the line that would tie her to darkness for all time, for she had bitten the forbidden fruit of the underworld, only permitted to the condemned. The beginning of a new age had arrived, where she'd be praised for all time. Meanwhile, the light had been struggling to make Kore come back to her side. After days and days of punishing the earth by starvation, the Father of Gods had sent a message to the Lord of the Underworld to settle a commitment where both could have the company of young Kore. Unknown to her, they both had decided that Kore would spend half the year within the light and the other half within darkness. But although this pact seemed to satisfy them all, it was unbeknownst to them that Kore was no longer a young and innocent child. Something had changed inside her forever.